Disordered by Magnus McIntosh. Episode 1. Free fall, free food.
Just breathe.
Next, you.
Are you addressing me?
I'm your personal job advisor, Colin Thresher. For the next 42 weeks, we will seek to find you a place within the job market. You may call me Mr. Thresher at all times. You will not at any time address me as Colin.
I have to say, all of that sounds enchanting, Colin.
You're one of those comedian types, aren't you? You've been assessed as fit to work. Now, what have you been doing to seek employment over the past week?
No, I'm not claiming as a job seeker. I'm here to lodge an appeal for the loss of my disability benefits.
An appeal? On what basis? I have no record of this.
I was assessed by my own doctor as having long-term chronic mental health issues that he regards as a disability.
Your doctor's opinion is not taken into account. We have our own assessors.
Your assessors, who have no medical qualifications, no better than my own doctor, who has practiced medicine for 41 years, do they?
You are declared fit to work. So, currently on our database of jobs, we have just received notice of an opening at the Grey Street Abattoir.
Are you serious? An abattoir?
Yes, it's full time.
Going on the fact that I have been a strict vegetarian for the past 32 years, I'm going to say it's a hard pass.
So what you're saying, Mr. McKinley, is you are turning down a chance of potential employment? Do you realise that comes with a 16-week sanction of no benefits?
You've already stopped my benefits. That's why I'm here.
What does that sign say, Mr. McKinley?
It says job advisors will not tolerate any forms of aggression or aggressive language.
Exactly, sir. So can you kindly observe it?
I'm not being aggressive.
Your tone is aggressive. What does this sign say, sir?
It says aggressive tone counts as aggressive behaviour.
Kindly observe this sign, sir.
Have you read the sign yourself? Your tone has been pretty aggressive since I sat down.
Are you accusing me of being aggressive? That's an extremely aggressive thing for you to insinuate. What does this sign say?
It says accusing a job advisor of being aggressive is a form of aggressive behaviour. I'm not being aggressive.
We shall move on. You said you have lodged an appeal. I have no record of the initial phone call, which is part one of the process.
Are you serious? I spent 2 hours on the phone to an appeals officer. He took all the details and he told me to come here today at 2 p.m.
Is it possible that you dreamt this, Mr. McKinley?
What? No! I did not dream of a 2-hour phone call with a DWP appeals officer.
Right. Are you aware that 51.7% of all appeal cases are rejected? When we look again at our original decision, we generally find our own decision to be correct.
So you make the decision, then the appeal is you. The same people looking at the decision again to decide if your original decision was correct.
Yes.
Well, that seems like a fair system. No flaws whatsoever.
Well, if you want to proceed with this, you must fill in this appeal form here, now.
Right, how do I answer this first question? What was the date you made the original phone call in order to start your appeal process?
I'll just write in the date you apparently called.
Yes, but you said you have no record of it.
We don't.
Right, so if I fill in the correct date, you'll reject it because you have lost the record of it. And if I leave it blank, you'll say I've not completed it.
I can't provide input to influence your answers.
This is ridiculous! I need to make a complaint. This whole thing isn't working.
Well, that is your legal right, Mr. McKinley. If you wish to lodge a complaint, you need to attend Customer Communications Desk 12. The Customer Communications Officer then locks the complaint with Central Office and they will write out to you within 14 working days with a response.
Sorry, no, I'm not doing any of that.
Then you need to go home, call this number, complete the pre-appeal attendance phone call, and then come back in here on the given date, and then you can fill this form in accurately.
What's to stop all this happening again? I go home, I do the call, and I come back in 3 days, and it all starts again. Me and this never-ending, infinite loop. You should put up signs everywhere. Welcome to hell, take a seat and wait to be tortured.
I have indulged in enough of this, Mr. McKinley. I have other people to see.
Right. I'll tell you this, though. There will come a day when all of this, everywhere as far as the eyes can see, will all be farmland. And I, for one, cannot wait.
Next!
Hi, Susan. Has Bevan gone missing again?
Oh, no. He's stretched out in my kitchen, purring and sunbathing. Just wondered how it went with your appeal.
Oh, it was this whole big thing. My head hurts thinking about it. I really can't deal with repeating it all. But yeah, sadly, no further forward with it. Anyway, how's you?
Ugh, I'm okay, Hector. Much of a muchness. What are you going to do? It's too important to leave all this.
Well, my main plan is to go back to bed and stay there. The mistake I make every day is getting up.
You need to get some fight back in you, Hector. I can help you, if you'd let me. I could put in a referral for you to the food bank.
I'm sure other people need it more than me.
Hector, you are a single father with no income, with long-term mental health issues. If you ticked any more boxes, you'd be...
What?
Well, I don't know. A giant ticked box?
I'd love it when comparison's going away. It's just pride, I suppose.
You can't eat pride. Come along in the afternoon. We'll get you sorted with the basics to keep you going.
Thanks, Susan. Any thoughts on this letter? It's an eviction notice. I'm behind on my rent.
Can you talk to your landlord and ask them for more time?
Guess I could try. I'll go see them today. You got a lottery ticket for tonight?
I don't. Do you?
Yeah. I've decided if I win, things will be okay.
I guess so. Will you remember me when you're multi-millionaire?
Definitely. I owe you 20 quid, remember?
Well, cross my fingers for you then.
Hi. Mrs. Cleaver?
She's no one.
All right. It's just that I rent a flat from yourselves.
All right. I'm Mrs. Cleaver. What?
I got this letter in the post. I just wondered, is it possible to have a bit more time?
No, look, I told you already, I'm no doing it. They can investigate all they want, they're not going to find anything. Right. No, it's still in the bit of the car. No, it's gone. Right, bye. Sandra, get an urgent code red meeting with my solicitor for this morning. Right, what is it?
It's just...
Look, I gave him $5,000. No, he won't say anything. Stop calling me.
I think I'll just go.
No, wait, hold on. Look, I've told you before, if he doesn't pay, you know what to do. I don't care what age he is. Nobody owes me money. Not now, not ever. Right, you. Why are you here?
Just want to say I'm really happy with the flat.
You being sarcastic? Because I'm not in the mood for game right now.
No, I mean, it's all good. It's a nice home.
A nice home? This is one of my flats. Is this a joke?
No, I mean, it's all good.
Well, that's a first.
What is?
I've just never met a tenant who liked one of my flats before. I don't know what to say to you.
Okay, anyway, I'll be off.
No, wait. Hold on. You, McKinley, eviction order. I hope you're not here to ask for more time. I'm already extremely unhappy today. You know, pay in full by tomorrow or you are out.
No, Mrs. Cleaver, that's fine. Sorry, just to say I'll have the rent for you tomorrow. That's what it was. Very sorry it was late.
Right, now go away. Don't be late ever again. Out! What do you mean it's in the river? Get it out the river! No, or they'll find it there. What's wrapped in? Bin bags. Why do you put it in bin bags?
Ah, Hector, good to see you.
Hey, great to see your work, finally. It's busy today, isn't it?
Oh, non-stop, every day. Our wee food bank is part of one of the country's few growth industries right now.
Poverty Incorporated.
Exactly, business is booming. Grab one of those bags and go round and see what you need.
Great, thanks, Susan. Hey, what's this guy doing?
Oh, excuse me, sir. You can't take all those. These are for everyone.
Oh, yeah? Who's going to stop me? You!
Come on, mate. It's not just you here.
I like chocolate biscuits. What are you going to do about it?
I'm not going to do anything about it, but you're going to put them back.
Hector, just leave it. Sir, you need to leave now or I will call the police.
No. He started it. Me and you, right? Outside, now. Winner gets the biscuits.
I seriously don't have the energy for this.
My biscuits, then. Coward. See you later.
Look, no. You need to stop. You aren't taking them.
Hector!
Don't you touch me!
I'm not touching you!
You had your hand on my shoulder. Nobody touches me! Ah!
Come on, deep down you're a reasonable person.
Ah! You should learn to keep your nose out of my biscuits, right?
Hector, are you okay? Debbie, phone the police!
Police? Oh, fine. Here, Have the lot of them back. Oh, that's over a few biscuits. There's your biscuits.
Are you okay, Hector?
There's blood. Oh, God, no blood!
It's okay, Hector.
I can't do this. I can't deal with this. I can't clean it. I can't get clean. I don't know what to do. This is not going to be okay. Everything is contaminated now. I've got blood on my clothes. I'll need to bin them. Can you take me home? I need to clean.
Yes, I can take you home.
I need to bin my clothes and decontaminate everything between the door and the shower.
I know, Hector, I know.
It's going to take me hours. Can you look after William?
Yes, and we need to get you home. Come on. Hi, William.
Hi, Susan. Where's Dad?
Oh, he's just cleaning the bathroom. I said I would hang out with you for a bit. You got any games or anything you'd want to play?
Okay, there's one game I've been thinking about recently in my head. It's called President of the World.
Right. How does that work?
So you each pretend you're President of the World, and whoever has the best ideas wins. They then become the literal President of the World.
So how do we start?
Right. I'll go first. Mm-hmm. So, if I was President of the World, I would ban all schools.
Hmm. Well, I think if you banned all schools, there would be a problem, because how would anyone learn anything?
Star Trek?
Well, don't they have schools in Star Trek, though, William?
Well, there is Starfleet Academy, but it's a better kind of school, where people are encouraged by their diverse abilities.
Oh, sounds like a pretty good system. So, how about instead we replace all schools with Starfleet Academies?
I find it very hard to disagree with the logic of that, Susan. Well done. You've won a point.
Ooh.
Your turn.
So, if I was president of the world, I would make sure everyone has enough food to eat.
That is also a very hard policy to argue against. You are good at this, Susan. You have 2 points. You are well on your way to becoming the literal president of the world.
Great! It'll be a whole new career for me. What's the salary?
Oh, it's like £1 trillion a day.
Oh, so it's well above minimum wage then?
Yeah, and you get to live in a house the size of a stadium.
Oh, sounds a bit big for just me and Bevan, William.
It comes with 3 tennis courts, an Olympic-sized swimming pool, and a cinema.
Oh, sounds decent. Anyway, it's your turn.
Right. If I was president of the world, I would put all the money used on war to travel into outer space to meet a diverse range of aliens.
Well, that sounds like a very sensible policy to me, President McKinley.
Why, thank you, President McDonald.
We are going to be a fine couple of presidents.
Oh, the greatest.
Indeed. Now, if the President can excuse me for a minute, I shall check on the President's father to see how the cleaning of the presidential bathroom is proceeding.
Please do, Miss President. I shall await your return while we shall create further legislation and decide who is the actual, literal President of the world.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Miss President.
Hector, I'm coming in. How's it going with the cleaning? How you doing, Hector? Oh, bleach? Bleach on your skin? Oh no, Hector, no!
Can't stop. I just couldn't stop. William can't see me like
wait,
this.
Wait. I'll lock the door. Wait. Let me get a towel. Hold on. We need to get this off your skin gently.
I just couldn't feel clean. The blood after it hit me. I was worried he had contaminated me. I just couldn't stop cleaning. Soap wasn't enough. I needed something more, to be sure.
You need to wash this off gently and carefully.
I know, I'm sorry. I'm in such a state, I'm just not coping.
I know, it's okay, just calm down. I'll get bandages, it'll be all right, Hector. No more bleach, though. You can't do this ever again.
I know, my life is falling apart. It's just getting worse and worse, no matter what I do. I don't know how to change it.
There will be a way through this.
How?
I don't know, Hector, but you need to stop battling alone. There is help out there.
Where? The waiting time for a therapist is 18 months. What do I do now? What do I do today?
There are charities and third sector places out there. Often they can do things quicker. I will help you find what you need.
Oh, how do I explain this to William? How do I explain any of this to him? I have a swollen eye from being punched. Now this.
You've definitely been in the wars today.
Dad, I really need the toilet.
Oh, no. Okay, William, I won't be long.
You?
Yes, William, I'm here too.
You're both in there.
know. It'll be a scandal. It'll be in all the papers.
I'm just helping your dad with some cleaning, William. I'll be back out soon.
I'm bursting. I need to go. My bladder is like going to literally explode.
Can't you just hold on for a few minutes?
Dad, seriously, I can't wait.
Try running on the spot or hopping.
How would that work? I'm not a kangaroo, Dad. I'm a human and I need to urinate.
Buddy, just go into the living room for a minute, please.
Okay, Dad, I'm gonna hop to the living room. But seriously, you need to be fast.
Okay.
Right, I'm hopping. I think I can manage a maximum of 100 hops. Then my bladder is going to literally explode, like the Big Bang.
Hop to it, Kanga William.
I'm hopping for victory, Dad.
Okay.
We'll go to your bed and get you sorted out.
Yeah, thanks, Susan. Okay, William, bathroom's free. Hop to it.
Finally! I was on hop 97!
Dad, why is your eye swollen and why do you have bandages on your hands? What happened?
Well, when I was at the food bank earlier, there was a man who tried to take everyone's biscuits. And I should have kept my mouth shut, but I didn't. And he punched me.
Oh, right. Did you punch him back?
No, I didn't.
Sounds like he deserved it.
Well, it's not always the best way to handle things.
So it's okay for him to punch you, but you can't punch him?
No, none of it is okay. Both things are wrong.
He deserved it, and you didn't, but you got it, and he didn't. That's back to front and upside down. That isn't fair.
Well, that's life sometimes. It's not always fair.
Did he get all the biscuits?
No, he gave them back.
So you did win?
Well, not really. Nobody won.
Sounds like you won. The guy tried to take them, you stopped him, he gave them back. Bet he won't do that again.
Well, who knows?
It isn't always easy to do the right thing, especially in the face of adversity.
As always, William, you're wise beyond your years.
Why the bandages, though, Dad? Did he do this? This evil biscuit man?
No. That was me. When I was scrubbing the bathroom, I spilt a little bit of bleach on my hands and my arm.
Why do you always worry so much about everything being clean, Dad?
I wish I knew the answer to that. I really do.
Maybe if you got a different kind of soap, that might help you feel cleaner?
I'm not sure that it would.
What if it was made of sandpaper? New sandpaper soap! It cleans you so much it actually removes your skin!
I don't think that would sell very well.
Maybe. You know what's weird, Dad? In Star Trek, they never have any soap. In fact, you never even see anyone washing their hands or even using the toilets.
I suppose it might break the illusion a bit. An episode where the Romulans succeed in invading the Enterprise because Captain Picard has chronic constipation.
I would totally watch that episode, Dad.
Actually, I think I would too.
You should pitch that to them. It could be called The Constipation Conundrum.
How would it end?
The Vulcans create a new, very powerful laxative. Captain Picard clears his bowels, then he clears the Romulans off the Enterprise.
What's the moral of the story?
Eat lots of fibre and avoid being eaten by Romulans.
Well, that's a moral everyone can relate to.
When can you take the bandages off and how bad is it?
Oh, it's not too bad. It'll be fine, just a few days. Don't worry about it.
Okay, I'm not a worrier. You know that about me.
You're lucky. I wish I was like that.
It's easy, Dad. You know what to do?
What?
Just be in this one moment. If you do that, then everything's okay. No need to worry.
Well, that's a good plan. Where you get such wisdom, I will never know.
Star Trek, Dad. All of life's lessons. You just need to watch it more. Then you'll definitely be okay.
Oh, hi, Amanda.
Hector? Why is your eye swollen?
I fell down the stairs in the gloves, it's fine.
Right. Maybe watch where you're going. Your head is always in some dreamland. Why are you wearing gloves in the house?
It was cold earlier, I just left them on.
Hector, I never know what's going on with you. I always feel like you're about to shatter, like a vase that's been dropped.
What?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Anyway, I know this won't be an easy thing for you to hear, Hector, but just so you know, I've started custody proceedings to take William to live with myself and Finlay.
Amanda, please don't do this. That's going to break me.
Hector, this isn't about you. This is about William. Mm-hmm. I can clearly provide a better life for him.
He already has the best start he can possibly have here with me.
Hector, come on. Let's be realistic about this. You have lost your health assessment and income. What's William going to do? Sleep on the park bench next to you? You're in a downward spiral, and you have been for a long time, and you aren't taking my son down with you.
I just need time.
Hector, I've heard this so many times from you, but things never change and they always get worse. I can't see the situation get any better.
I'll find a way to make it better. Come on, you know what it's like to struggle yourself. I remember you telling me how when you were a kid, the bailiffs cleared out your entire house and left you all sleeping on the floor for months.
Hector, you're just annoying me now. What is past is past.
I know you better than you think.
The problem is, Hector, you are too much like my mother and father. You need to grow up. It's all about what you've got, not who you are. No child of mine is going to stand in a dark room whilst all this is taken away.
I'm doing my best to sort this out.
You aren't. Hector, come on. Be reasonable about this. I have money. I have security. Finlay and I can give him a better start in life. Don't you want that for him?
This would break William too. We are best friends. It isn't what he wants, and deep down, you know that.
Oh, fine, Hector. The best I can do is this. And this is for William, not for you. Get your income back, and I'll drop the custody fight. You sinking is one thing, William sinking is another, and I will not allow it.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Don't thank me, Hector. I'm still proceeding with it for now, as I don't think you'll fix this.
Fine.
Right. Anyway, here.
What's this?
Your rent. I assume it's due. You have no income. My son's not going to be living on the street. Pay your landlord tomorrow morning. First thing, set your alarm.
Amanda, no, I can't take this.
Hector, this isn't about you. It's about William. Put your pride on the shelf just for once. It's a loan. It's for William, not you.
Okay, for William. Thanks. But I'll pay you right back when I get it.
You'd better, Hector. Right, I'm going. I have a busy day. And try not to fall down the stairs again. Straighten yourself up a bit. You always seem like you're standing lopsided. Like a human version of the Leaning Tower of Pisa. I was waiting for you to fall over.
Hi, Mum.
Hi, William. How was school?
It was, okay. Boring as always. Oh, actually, wait here a minute.
Okay.
I got you this.
What is it?
It's a present.
It's not my birthday, William. What's the occasion?
No occasion. It's a Tuesday. It's a gift because it's Tuesday.
Oh, William. That isn't even logical, but okay. Thank you. I'll open it when I get home. It's very thoughtful, if somewhat irrational. Thank you anyway.
Open it now, Mum. I bought it especially. I found it online and you'll love it.
I find this really embarrassing, William. I don't like people watching me open presents. You know that. Makes me feel like I'm under the spotlight.
Okay, right. No spotlight. We'll both look away. Right, Dad? Right. We're both looking away. Open it, Mum. We aren't looking.
Right. Okay. Oh,
it's a little aspidistra plant, and also a tiny duvet set and pillows. It's for your doll's house collection. It's great, isn't it? I saw it online, and I knew you'd love it.
Oh, William. Yes, thank you.
You have a doll's house collection, Amanda?
Not really. It's not a collection, it's just...
It's really cool, Dad. She's got them all out in this one room just for that. There's a miniature everything you can think of on this one huge house. It's perfect. All of it just exactly right.
Oh, William, you're embarrassing me. It really isn't a collection, Hector. It's just a silly joke, really. My friend at the art society bought me it as a gift. It's just been sitting in the spare room gathering dust.
It's way more than that. It's like a full collection. You should see it. It's like the perfect home, and there's little people in it too. A mum, dad, and a little girl.
Really? How interesting.
Oh, William, come on. You're exaggerating now. You're making me sound a bit strange. Honestly, Hector, this child's imagination sometimes...
You sound a bit flushed, Amanda. Do you need a drink of water?
No, I'm fine. Anyway, I need to go.
Have fun playing with your dolls.
Hector, I don't play with dolls. I told you it was just a silly gift from a friend, and it's been gathering dust.
There's really nothing to be embarrassed about.
I'm not embarrassed. The whole thing is literally nothing at all. Anyway, I'm going. So, right. Bye.
Bye, Amanda.
Bye, Mum.
Bye, William. And, oh, thank you.
It's not nothing, Dad. You should see her collection. It's massive and so cool.
Is it now?
Yeah, it's like she's created the perfect house and the perfect family.
I guess that makes sense. Who wouldn't want that, eh? Even if it is only in doll form.
You should get some dolls too, Dad. Maybe it would help. Everyone needs a perfect world to escape into sometimes.
That's true. I guess everyone does.
So, I have Star Trek. Mum has her dolls. What are you going to get?
I've got you, William.
Sure do, Dad.
At least for the moment, anyway.
Just Disordered is written by Magnus McIntosh. It stars Jamie Sivis, Rosalind Sidney, Raffi Phillips, Gail Watson, Steve McNichol, Anita Vitesse, and Gordon Kennedy. It was directed and produced by Mark Hunter and Gordon Kennedy and is an Absolutely production for the BBC. There's so much left to say.